have a national association who is responsible for the organization of the ECDL or ICDL. In Austria, this is the Austrian Computer Association. What is the... aim for the ECDL? The ECDL wants to have a global benchmark for low computer knowledge for end users. It's not intended to do high professional certification, but for end users. It should be a same level in the whole world. That was the primary intention. And from the beginning of this certificate, it was taught to be platform independent. Yeah? So it was never a Microsoft certificate. It's a widely mistaken thing. And the syllabus, do you know what's a syllabus? That's the program for the whole certificate. Is in its basics the same worldwide. So every country has to implement the same teaching program. That's the definition. So there are the logos. I hope you can see them. The left one is for the ICDL and the right one for the ECDL. I want to start with the ECDL Core because that's the certification most of you know probably. In the meantime, there are a lot of products. I will show you some of them. The ECDL Core consists of basics of computer sciences. Like in Austria, we have some questions like, what's the e-card? The e-card you get with your social number. Or what's about viruses? That are questions going to this concept of information technology. Then the second part is using a computer or managing files. Here we have tests for Microsoft Windows, for Linux, for OS X. But it's not very important for OpenOffice.org. It's for the operating system. And the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth module are directly connected to OpenOffice.org and StarOffice. And that's that modules are those who are very of big interest for us. As I said, there are a lot of products now, not only the ECDL Core program, which I showed you, but we have an ECDL Advanced, which means that you can go deeper into text processing or spreadsheets. We have an ECDL CAD for, they're mainly using AutoCAD at the moment. And we are still looking for an open source tool for this product. You have an ECDL Web Starter, where they are working with Dreamweaver, and we want to adopt them too to open source products. So if you have ideas,
if I may say so, it's not just Dreamweaver. Actually, I belong to the definition group of the web starter.
Yeah.
So the idea we looked at, let's say the simpler product that is the omnipresent front page that is not what we were aiming to, the composer of Mozilla.
But it's not adopted for a composer. No.
It is. It can be used. We prepared the test in such a way that it can
so
be
you
used.
Have already.
Yes. And there was can't remember something else.
Yeah.
Actually, these two are the main.
I gave only an example to show the level. So it's always the same. It's platform independent, but
yes.
Of course we need software which can, which have the features. So I think in Austria we don't have adopted the web starter.
It was just to let you know.
But we have adopted the image starter with GIMP. So also picture processing, you can do an example. Then there are a lot of marketing products like the e-kids. It's a special program for kids without a real certification. It's like an e-learning CD, a game where they can click through, and products like this. So that's the official program I know, and there are coming new products every year. So that's why I'm writing. So, nobody of you has done the exam. I'll tell you how you get this exam. The basic is the skills card. At the beginning, you go to a training institute who is offering the ECDL, and you order a skills card. The skills card is valid for 3 years, and you can do all the exams with the same skills card. It's like a membership, a kind of membership. You get an identity number with the skills card, and you get a web access. All your exams are saved in a web database, and you can access that worldwide. Then you can decide whether you attend a course. Oh, it's nice. It's a party on the place outside, I think. And the other way is you learn yourself. That we'll discuss later, because learning yourself with openoffice.org is difficult because we don't have very much training material. Then you hopefully succeed the exams. And then you get, when you have done all the 7 modules from the ECDL core, you get the certificate of ECDL core. So you have 7 exams in this case. So what is doing, what are the associations doing? They get the syllabus, which is international. And they try to implement questionnaires and questions which are state of the art. So it's very important to have software which is quite new on the market. You won't believe it, but these questionnaires are re-engineered nearly every year. It's a lot of work with these tests. They are updated, tested. And it's really important to look at the market, which is the software widely used. It's platform independent, but it's very difficult to have questions completely general. So when we did the evaluation for openoffice.org, we realized how difficult it is to ask a general question and the candidates and pupils do understand this question, because they don't. Usually they don't say, open a spreadsheet file. They say, open a calc file or Excel file. So it's quite difficult to get on this level, this generic level, which they should learn. And that's one of the targets. People should learn the IT, word, and not this product special word. Okay. So, some philosophic things. How can you do this exam? You have 2 ways usually. You have this manual test, which we will do today, and you have automatic tests. I think you can imagine what's the difference. The automatic test, you go to a center where there's a computer, you click on the questions, and everything is online. The manual test means you get a sheet of paper with the questionnaire, and you have here the paper and here the computer, and you do that parallel. What's the advantage? What is the disadvantage? Can you imagine? Just wake up. What's the advantage of an automatic test? It's not so difficult.
it's faster and it's not under the power of a man. I mean, if you, men can, when they correct tests,
yeah,
they can be tired and they can make mistakes.
Yeah.
So that's one of the advantages, and the other one, it might be faster.
It's faster, yes. It's much cheaper for the test centers because they can save human resources. So the test centers usually like automatic tests. But what's the disadvantage of these automatic tests?
Very expensive.
But I also guess that the automatic test has multiple choices, right? It is based on multiple choice.
Not necessary.
You also can give your free answer.
Yeah,
no,
you have to do practical work, so it's a mixture of multiple choice and practical work.
You can have also simulations to simulate the tasks which are required to the candidate. You can have also another kind of test which is called in-application, so you have the application which runs and the candidate is asked to perform the task directly in the application, and behind there is an engine which records what's being done by the candidate. So basically, let's say that there's at least four different kind of automatic testing system. One is the MCQ, so the multiple choice, where you can have both closed and open questions. Then there is the hotspot, which is quite easy. That is, you have to just a screenshot, you have to click somewhere on the screen. Then you have simulations, and simulations recreate somehow on the testing environment part of the application, and then you have in-application testing. Actually, from what I know, the in-application right now are available just for the Microsoft environment, because those who have developed it know about the API or whatever, which allows the engine to go in the layer between the application and the operating system, while it's easier with the simulations to simulate whatever system you want to use, so it doesn't matter where it's based.
Because you have to monitor all the users. So it's very, very expensive to develop such an automatic test with this monitoring tools. And when you try to implement a test for OpenOffice.org, where we have a market share which is very, very small, it's doesn't fit together, so that's our problem. And for this reason, we try to have manual tests, because that guarantees that we can do the tests with OpenOffice. And that's the problem with Germany. Have it on this slide, yes. Germany doesn't have the manual test anymore.
Say Germany. So is this
many countries?
Is this on a per country basis?
Yeah, as I said before, every country has its own association, and these decisions are done by country.
So one country decides,
they don't say, we don't like to do manual tests. No, they can't say that, but they can say we don't allow manual tests. And I think for Germany, it's very important to get some kind of test. We have to do some learning again. Okay. And it would be the easiest way if they could adopt to us. That would be the easiest way at the moment.
Ah!
Okay. What else is interesting in that case? When I discussed here with some people, it was always, many spoke about that ECDL is a commercial thing. I want to reiterate that. Of course, there's a lot of money turning around, but it costs a lot. So the association who is doing that isn't a commercial organization. It's an, what do we call that, not commercial? Not for profit organization. And I think it should be our interest to get into that and to have all platforms really supported. The thing with the training material, that's a big problem for our community, because OpenOffice.org changes every year or every 18 months. And to approving a training book with the certificate that's approved, training material is really expensive. And if you don't sell so many books, it's too expensive. So I would recommend in this case that we do not certificate our training material, but look at it that our books are good enough for the test, so that you can use it. It don't have a stamp, and it don't have the advertisement for the association, but I don't think we need it at the moment. So we should just look at it that it works. Yeah. I want to ask everybody of you, look in your country, who is responsible for the ECDL in your country, and do lobbying. When I went to the Austrian Computer Association, I was welcomed with open arms. So they wanted to do something, but they didn't have the experience and the knowledge about open source products. So they were really happy that the open source community, the Austrian user group of OpenOffice.org, went to them and helped them implementing the open source ECDL. We just have to speak to them.
I have already talked to you. Oh, may I add just one small thing?
Yeah.
Whenever you contact the national operator of your country for the ECDL, remember that if they answer we don't have any test for OpenOffice, it is not true. The foundation, the ECDL foundation, issues the official tests for OpenOffice. So, and these tests are officially sent to all national operators. So in case you contact the national operator of your own country and they tell you, no, we can't do anything because we don't have the test, it is not true.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell them, you have to have the test because the foundation sent them.
But they are, often they are not translated, that's
exactly.
And this for that they need the consulting.
Yes, I know. But sometimes national operators, they just tend to say, we don't have them. We have not been sent them, but they have been sent in English, so of course it's up to them to translate it. But remember that they have the test, so just stress them and force them to translate them so that you can use them.
Some more points in abandonment from the associations and the ECDL. When I spoke to trainers and colleagues who are doing office trainings, they often said, oh, I'm doing Microsoft trainings for 10 years now, no problem, I'm doing OpenOffice.org tomorrow. That's something very heavy to me. So it's very important to do some other PR in our opinion. We should sensibilize all trainers that they have to retrain and to learn this software, otherwise they won't teach that very good. That's a big problem at the moment. And we always have to keep in mind that the ECDL is platform independent. I often spoke to other certification institutes, I don't want to mention names now, but I often get the answer, what about the ECDL that's only for Microsoft? Because they want to establish their own certificates. And I think we should not support such opinions. It is platform independent, and everybody is trying to get this open standard. This standard, it's an open standard for.
I think it's even a bit bigger than that, because Microsoft have their own standard as well, and they see that, and ECDL, as far as I know, see that as a competitor to them. MOUS or MOUS or something like this is what they call it. And while I don't know about your own countries, but I know in Ireland, like daily we have advertisements in the radio, you're an MS Office user, come and get your MOUS certification.
Okay.
And the ECDL people are obviously would prefer that people got their certification, so they actually actively see Microsoft in many ways as a competitor.
Yeah, but
so this can also help when you're talking to your own local ECDL country organization, saying, look, you know, you need to have open office also, because Microsoft will otherwise come in. If you see Microsoft as a competitor, they definitely see you as one and will want to eat some of your lunch pretty soon.
That's a good information, because the mouse originally was designed for the trainers. And that's a good information that they go to the users level now. I didn't know that. Okay.
In Italy, at least, Microsoft sees the ECDL certification as quite a big improvement.
Yeah.
Because it is definitely well widespread. So. For them, it's quite...
Another point that can be interesting. In many countries, they ask that the certification at the governmental level must be vendor neutral or vendor independent. So MOS is obviously Microsoft centric, and a need for CDL is to not be Microsoft centric. So, this is another good argument to the good things to say if you stress to put ECDL on open office source.
I forgot one slide, one sentence on the slide. Very important thing is to contact your local teacher associations, because the ECDL was started with the training for adults. But it becomes more and more a certificate for pupils. So it's very important to contact teachers, to train teachers, to help teachers, and that's, I think, a job for the community. Okay, something about marketing. I think I told you. Okay. We have, very, very funny development in Austria, which I didn't expect it. Oh my. Okay. We expected that people will decide, I use Microsoft or I don't use Microsoft. What happened? Could you imagine? Can you imagine? They do both. So, one thing the Austrian Computer Association changed this year, when you did the exams earlier, you have on your certificate ECDL Core, no product name, nothing. They changed that. They write the product name on it because people want to have and want to show, I did it on this system and I did it on this system, I knew both. It's really strange and funny, we didn't expect that, but it happens. So, I can give you the advice for your country. The customers want that. They want to show we know everything. And they do the exams twice. With their skills cards, they do 14 exams instead of 7. So, that was the theory part. Have you any questions to the theory on politics with ECDL? Yeah? That's an example of the German MQDB, the manual test 4, I think. Yeah, that's the first part. IT. You have some questions of multiple choice, and you have some practical work to do. As you see on the right, for every correct answer you get 1 point. And when I speak about practice, I want to give some input what we learned when we trained teachers and trained our trainers. Most trainers start with, when they explain something, you find that in, for example, the page format. In Microsoft Office, you find it at the menu file, but when you go to openoffice.org, you find it at format. That's a very bad thing. Please train your trainer that they don't teach it this way. They have to say, you find the page formatting and the format because it's logical to find it there. It is a format, yeah? So you have to sensibilize the trainer that they don't compare between the Office programs. That's a very big mistake new trainers are doing all over. Then,
excuse me.
Yeah.
Let's take perhaps an example where there is a Microsoft user who would like to make this test.
Yeah.
And is actually used or familiar with Microsoft interface.
Yeah.
So it is true that actually we should sensibilize and say, open office is different, but you cannot avoid this kind of comparison. So just to say forget about Microsoft.
I didn't say that.
Perhaps I didn't get to your point.
Yeah, okay, I repeat it. It's important that you don't start with the comparison. You have to explain the difference with the logic of openoffice.org, and you should avoid to mention first the Microsoft thing and then the other one. You should first mention the logic of openoffice.org, and if there are questions, you should handle them. And most trainers start with the, you find it in Microsoft Office there, and here you find it there, and the users are completely confused because they cannot remember what is what. Mm-hmm. So that's the important thing. You have to look at your wording when you're teaching. Very, very to what you're saying. So, and I wrote here some examples where you had troubles, and when you're training, when you do the training, you have to think about before how you will explain these features. Some features are not a problem anymore with the OpenOffice.org too. But it's very important to teach how to use sizes when you need something different to point or pixel or centimeters. You have that. You have to enter that manually in OpenOffice.org. Most trainers do not know that. They just say it doesn't work. It's not true. You have to check before the test if the tables and the charts are working, especially with Impress, that we have big conversion problems. Then we have adopted most of the symbols in the multiple choice tests. So often you have, there is a really funny story with this. Symbols. When you want to start a presentation, for example, you have this small screen where you click on. Huh? What do you think? How many symbols for starting the presentation do we have?
4 or 5.
We have KDE, we have Red Hat, we have Ubuntu, we have StarOffice, we have OpenOffice.org, we have designed for users, so it's not possible to show a symbol for starting a presentation. The solution we found is we gave the F9 key to the multiple choice because F9 works everywhere. but we don't have symbols with our programs. So we have to adopt all these tests. Okay. Yeah, of course the database data. One big problem. At the moment, we decided to support Oedipus because it was the only database where we have the Dragon Prop stories. I hope we can adopt HSQL. So I hope impressed last time that I was able to. So yeah. So we have differences somewhere, but we got them. It's not a big problem. I show you some troubles if you're interested, and then I have prepared the calc test for everything. What do you think was the biggest problem when we adopted the tests? Have you any ideas? No ideas? No problems? Oh.
No problems.
No problems. That's not true. We had problems. And what do you think? What was the most difficult module to adopt?
Database.
Database? Who is for database? Who is for writer? Who is for calc? Who is for impress? I'll give you the result later.
Yeah.
Just have a look at the problem. Hey, here we go. It's so hot. Sorry. We had problems when we started. There was the decision at the beginning, do we use the Microsoft file extensions or do we use our file extensions? We decided to take Microsoft file extension because our program supports it. Microsoft doesn't support our extensions. So we wanted to have it as general as possible. That's the reason why we have .doc, .xls, and so on. Just to say, but we couldn't use the Impress file extensions, so we have PPG for the Microsoft, and we have known SXI for our tests. That's the only test which has two different tests, only Impress. Yeah, we did some add-ons to get the tests running. For example, when you have font sizes in Microsoft, they have fixed font sizes, 5, 15, or line heights. We added always pixel sizes or centimeters to have a clear question, to not confuse the candidate because he cannot find 15. So we have, it's the same 20 pixels. You will see it in the test. Okay, let's just hurry on. Yeah, some things are typical Microsoft. We try to delete these typical things like delete the paragraph symbol at the end of the page. That's not possible with a usual Office program because you have always a paragraph end at the end of the page. You cannot delete the last one, but you can in Microsoft Office. It was like this strange. These things we delete. Wrote a guide for test center, how they have to prepare the test stations so that you can work with the tests. For example, we give an instruction how to prepare the spellcheck and so on. And the fonts, because if you test on Linux, you have to organize the fonts. The tests work, so that the tests work. Yeah, there were some difficulties with the serial letters because in the text test, they used .doc data sources, which won't work in Open Office, so they moved that spreadsheets and so on.
That's something very important.
No. Yeah, we invented some new words. That was a funny thing because it needs a lot of discussion. When you open a spreadsheet document with Excel, you have a working map, at least in German. I don't know how you have, but in your country. And when you open Open Office, you have table sheet or table, new table. And we invented new words so that it wasn't a Microsoft Word, OpenOffice.org Word, but it was understandable for both. So we called the table sheet. Yeah. The database thing we did in Adabas, and we give them clear instruction to all test center how to prepare the test station, because it's not so easy for not AWS users to get this database running. It's quite heavy, but it's not important that the candidates can get running their own database, but it's important that they understand how to use the database. So that was not the real problem. Oh. Yeah, and the biggest problems we have with Impress. So all of you who vote for Impress, you're right. I thought when I started the evaluation, I started and 30 minutes later I have it. That was not true. With Impress we had real conversion problems. So we have own tests for Impress and for Microsoft Office. Yeah, and there we decided that the file extension is not mentioned in the test, so it's generic again. So we have that. And now the test. I wanted to show the demonstration test for Calc. I have translated it to English. I hope I translated it correctly. And Erin, who is product manager for Star Office, tries if he will get it. The test usually needs 45 minutes and you have to do 70%. But if you want to train as an ECDL trainer, you have to do it in 20 minutes and 80%. So I hope he will become a trainer. But you can support him.
Yeah.
I will read the questions.
So this is all about sharing. So share your
questions. We just have to arguing them.
Or like our famous Jonathan Ford always said, it's a participation age. So we can all participate in this exercise.
Okay, so we have approved material. Yeah. It's for free on www.opencdl.info. Yeah. you can download the courseware for free. So I think I write up the slides before I send it to the account. Thank you.
It's free.
Oh, thank you. So, first question, are you ready?
I hope so.
Open the file Kino XLS. In the table sheet, Karten verkauf, and the following text in cell number A4.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. So, file. This one?
Yeah. In the table sheet, Karten verkauf, and the following text in cell number A4. Kalenderwoche 17.
So, A4. This one.
In cell number B14, the title is the sum of the cells starting from B7 to B13. Copy this function to its neighbor cells.
B14. Ah, here, okay.
Copy it to the neighbor cells.
Okay.
Format all numbers in the region from B7 to E14 with points as thousand separators, a comma as decimal separator, and two decimals.
I'm only used to the US formatting since I'm working for US companies a lot.
It's 10 to 4 for all of you. We have to look at the time.
Probably have to change the language there.
I guess so. Austria. I have to pick Austrian, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. Sure.
Correct. So, next.
Is there actually a difference between Austria and Germany? German, Germany, or?
Yeah, there's a difference because you have the euro in front and you have behind.
Ah.
Usually.
Okay.
European standardization.
Format cell E14 of a double line border at the bottom. Only at the bottom.
E40. Okay. I can do that. Well, that's not right.
That's good.
I'm not so sure about that. Bars here, so okay. This won't be wrong, I hope so. Okay.
Ah, great.
Change. Isn't time over? No.
Change the
more
size.
Questions, please. More questions.
What? Change the size of the chart so that it covers the cell region from A16 to E30.
So the range is 16. I actually should have worn beard or something, some face.
I 16 to
D30. Okay. This is what it's meant, also.
Yeah. Mm. Delete a legend from the side. Okay. Change to the table sheet Besucheranzahl. Add to the text Besucheranzahl the text Besucheranzahl from the side. I didn't translate the text because otherwise. Reduce the height of row number 5 to the value 15 brackets 20 pixels. I think he needs that.
I'm lost on the screen. Actually, that's just a guy's thing.
You've seen it at the right place.
Before that rose, right?
Oh, yeah, so, okay. Right. I thought, okay, I should not listen to the audience, I guess.
You read the question earlier.
Actually, I haven't tried something before, which I would try now, although I'm not sure if that actually is supported.
In cell number F15, I'll try to
repeat. Just type in the row height.
Yeah, right.
Okay, it was just, I wasn't sure if, was it 200? No, I guess it was, I wasn't sure. Can I actually do that with our application? I was not sure.
Yeah, you can do it, you
click
on the right.
Okay, that's better. Whoops.
Feature request.
Yeah? What was the suggestion, please?
So that sounds like a feature request. Understand the TX.
Yeah, no, it doesn't do that, does it? Okay, well,
yeah, of course.
Is that like this? Or she said usually it works. So I was just guessing that it could work. Even though we have so many smart developers in Hamburg.
Try putting a space between the
Okay. And as I said, I didn't know if it actually worked. Let's just try. So, yeah, that's the question. Is this a bug or a feature? Can someone
It's a bug.
Okay, she says a bug. Okay. She said it worked before. Okay. Maybe she should. Pardon?
Sort of bespoke.
Ah. Okay.
General.
You want it in pixels?
The same as pixels. No, Pika is the same as pixels.
Oh, yes. Sorry, yes.
Zero point two.
I don't know.
You only need 80% to go.
Oh, thank you. Maybe we should just skip to the next one. Hey.
Okay.
So I just do maybe. I can choose and we just take rough numbers. That's interesting.
And cell number F15, enter a function which calculates the average of the cells from B7 to E14.
B7 to E13.
In cell number F17, calculate the minimum value of the cell region F7 to F13. Okay. Change the page offsets of the table sheet to the following values. Margin to the top, 5 centimeters. Margin to the left, 3 centimeters.
Okay. Okay, now let's try the opposite. If it takes centimeters now.
Top
again,
five.
I don't know if it does it, but okay, 5 centimeters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if it accepts
and
that.
Left.
Yeah.
There it does it.
Interesting. Yeah.
Left. Yeah, so probably if I just
Okay.
Yeah, I can't print right now, huh?
Insert into the headline of this table sheet a field with the current date positioned in the middle.
Actually, that's what I wanted to say earlier. That's a guy thing. I read it in some book. It's like guys can't find things in the refrigerator or something like that. So it's like this. Okay, so
who wants to help?
Pardon? Currently, I have an understanding problem. What is meant with that?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Insert into the headline of this table the field's current date. Use the adequate cell relations and copy this formula to the cells at the bottom and to the C.
Okay, so
save and
in what format?
Open document.
Open
document.
Yeah, is that actually allowed or is it terminal?
Yeah, it's allowed. You have to say it. It's not asked.
Okay. So, no, not the legal format yet. Okay. So, I have to practice my headline or header and footers. What else? Where was the
points.
The points,
you have,
right?
You have your 80% and you need 12 minutes. So, you have test. Right in the German project, we got some instructions and training materials.